The thief stopped short. He saw that the windowsill already had marks on it. "Look, looks like someone has broken in here before," he said to himself. "I hope there's something left to steal." But he wasn't really worried. Most people were stupid. They'd replaced the things that had been stolen, but then they forgot to lock their windows. He smiled to himself. Stupid people got what they deserved. The thief opened the window and pulled himself inside. He didn't make a sound. He looked around the dark room with his torch. A small wooden clock on the table looked valuable. I bet it could get £100 for that, the thief thought. He grabbed the clock and set it down under the open window. He picked it up on his way out. "What are you doing here?" said an angry voice. The thief whirled round. An old man was standing in the doorway. "You'd better leave right now. If you don't, I'm calling the police," the man said, reaching towards the light switch. The thief reached into his jacket. He pulled out a small pistol. "You're not calling anyone, old man," he said. "Now move away from that light switch and sit down." The thief motioned towards the couch with his gun. Then he turned on a small lamp. The old man's face looked up at him in fear. "Please don't hurt us," he begged. "We don't have much. Just take what you want and leave us alone." The thief's eyes narrowed. "Us? Who's us? Who else lives here?" "Oh, Gladys, my wife," the old man answered. "There's just the two of us, and she's still asleep." Just then, an old woman wearing